With the end of his Pirish on Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph, page number, paragraph begins, Inyin Hishtafa Is Adam Lekainai. Va'inyin Hishtafa Is Adam Lekainai. That page Ayin and Gehe or so, Ayin Dalet.
What page you have?
In this paragraph, you mentioned something which is really parenthetical. It's not a pirush on the Mishnah as opposed to everything we had till now. It's a strange thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, one of the seven names of God, is Elohim. It's very strange that we call an Avodah Zarah Elohim, that we use God's name for an Avodah Zarah. It seems very disrespectful. And very inappropriate to use the same exact name that refers to the God who created the heavens and the earth, Parashas Baruch Lekim, Sashmei Vesaretz, to use that as a name for an idol, for Avodah Zarah. Okay, still, it doesn't seem correct. Also, we find often...
Who says we got it from them?
Well, the Torah uses the expression Liam Acherim. The question is why? Well, I will learn Chaim Veloshen as Pshat. I just want to point out what he's coming to explain. Also, we find very often we refer to God as Elokei Olikim, the God of the gods.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we believe in multiple gods, and my God can beat your God, so you know, we're Elokei Olikim. That expression, Elokei Olikim Vadeini Adainim, sounds again to be incorrect, inaccurate, and certainly disrespectful. So the idea here in this paragraph is to explain, or these two paragraphs, is to explain the shame Elokim, and to explain what it means a human being is compared to Tzelem Elokim. And as I said, this is parenthetical. There's no direct pirish to the Mishnah. Having mentioned the concept of Tzelem Elokim, so he goes off on a tangent to explain this idea. I should mention that the explanation he gives here is not unique to Reb Chaim Volozhin. Most of Reb Chaim is our original thoughts. The thoughts he brings here are not unique to him. It's mentioned in other places. So v'inyan ishtav is adam l'kainei gam ha'shadima isi l'tzel malakim v'lo l'shar shemes. There are seven names of God, and we compare a man, a human being, to tzelem Elohim, Yavuar. Says I'll explain. You look confused.
It's in the middle of a paragraph.
About you, it's in the middle of a paragraph. I'm sorry. Page?
Ayin Gimel.
Okay. From now on, I have to keep on here and just announce right in the beginning of the page number. Kiyodua. Shem Elokim hu bal koyach. Every one of God's names refers to an attribute of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The name Elohim refers to Hakol Yachol, to the fact that... God is omnipotent. He can control or power anything. Kigam sorei maila umata kol yodei das vedin. Also, the sorei maila umata. There is an idea of right, Michael and Gabriel, and even Matat and other malachim in Shemayim, and gam v'chein hamazalos yikru b'shem Elohim. They're called in the name Elohim. Elohim means. One who is powerful, who can do. So, since the name Hashem, Elohim, refers to one who has power to control, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world others who have other powers that have power to control, for example, Mazalos, as I'll explain. So that name, Elohim, is something like the Shem Adnus. An Odoin is a master, even a human master is called an Odoin. Hashem, we use the Shem Adnus, the master overall. Now, the same thing with the name Elohim. The name Elohim means the one who has power. So, Ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei, now the way it should be read is Elokei Elohim. He's the God over the powers that are created in the world.
But there are no other powers.
The Karmelei Elokei De'Allah.
There are no other powers.
So there are other powers. God gave, for example, the sun the power to warm the earth. Or the power to cause plants to grow. Or to light the world. So the sun, he explains that. Kikolam is olois, akuba kayach amiti mekulam, kikolam is olois, sheeshlam kayach, kamaya shemesh, sheeshakayach lebishla peiris, skulas azov. The sun has the power to ripen fruit. Now, I'm not sure what skulas azov is. I'm not sure exactly what it does to gold. Vayoreach, and the moon, Shiesh Bakayach Lehabalechaim. The moon that has some power over Balechaim. What exactly that means in the natural order of things, I don't know. They don't have independent power. They constantly receive their energy from Hashem, who mechayu mahave es kulam. Ve'inay kamaisa basav adam. It's not like the actions of a human being. Sha'acha gemar malachte in a yachal asesayid. That a human being is limited in his ability. Achuy is barach. Kamaisa kamaisa biyadai. Kachayme biyara yaitzer. Just like everything is in God's hand, like the clay in the hands of the former. B'tarim gemar malachte. B'chol yoy mechachim v'aisim. And every day, somebody who forms kelim makes new kelim. V'ilu yitzur chas v'shalom hederash kechas ayyum kulam tamim v'nechrasim kulam kebeged yivlum. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would stop, just like if the man, the one who makes utensils, would stop making them, it would remain clay. The same thing is true about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu powers all the powers that be. V'lekach nekroim alihim acherim. And that's why the other avodah zarah, the other powers, are called Elohim Acherim, Ratzalaymer HaKayach Einish Elohim. They have power, but the power is not theirs. Rak Mimenu Yizbarach Shemai, Kiyumash B'Akayach. So even if you're talking, not they're talking about metal idols that have no power, but even the sun or the moon, or really the Sari Maila, each Malchus has a Sar, each of the Shiva Mumites has a Sar, that has a certain Kayachis. So Kiddush Baruch is Mashbiyah HaKayach, Ve'im Akabim Achiyus V'Havaya, May Olam Sha Alayhem, Ugvaya May Al Gavaya, Ugvaya Alayhem Al Bakayach Amiti, and each time power is passed from whatever Kayach it might be to the next, it all traces back to Hashem. Lakach Nemar Hashem Lakim Emes, Neshav Al Kayach Es Kulam Amiti. We end Kriya Shema based on this pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem Lakim Emes. So Shema, which ends with Ani Hashem Lakechem, we add Emes. We connect the Emes V'Yatziv, the Emes. So what does it mean, Hashem Elokeichem Emes? By simple meaning, Hashem, your God, is true. In other words, it's true that He's God. So he's touching it differently. He's saying, it means Hashem is the Elokim Emes. There are a lot of Elokims in the world, there are Elohims in the world. There are a lot of God's messengers that have power in the world, that can cause things to happen. All those powers that could cause things, they have power, but they're Elohim Acherim. They're all secondary receptacles. They pass on, they're like a transit station to pass on the power that's fed to them. They convert and pass on to the world. Hashem is Elokeichem Emes. He's the Emes Kayach. He's the original Kayach.
It still doesn't seem to address the issue that it's not respectful to use the same term. For instance, you have a king and the officers, all the power of the king flows through the officers, but they have different titles. You don't call them king of kings.
He will explain, we'll get to it, that Hashem's names, even though we use them as proper nouns, as names, they don't define HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all names of attributes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. So Elokim is the name of an attribute that Hashem has, which is to give power. So the respect that we use in Elokim is that we're saying Hashem is the source of all of the power that gets passed, as it gets passed on from messenger to messenger, and it makes its way down to this world. So that's the idea. The idea is that the Elohim Acherim get their kaychais from the Elokeihu Elohim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who controls the other powers that exist in the world. And that's his taich. This is a simple taich. It's not a vertel. It's a taich of what it means, Elokim. Uba adam gam ken kol al Hashem yizbarach hakoiches kulam. Hashem gave human being certain powers. V'yesh b'koichai limshal tzvashmayim v'kisileyim. And Hashem Baruch gave human beings the power through the actions, the ma'asim tovim of a human being, to rule over the other recipients of Hashem's kayach, the tzva shemayim, uksilayim, and all the other intermediaries. V'gam kol olamos nefalim al yedei ma'asav hein l'toy v'hein l'akakalos, and all the worlds which are influenced by his ma'asim whether to good or the reverse. So Kamay Mishlaim HaMelech HaVashalom, Hashem B'chochma Yasad Aretz, Hashem in wisdom laid the foundation for the earth. Kainain Shemayim Bisbuna, He settled the heavens with wisdom. B'daitai Tahimais Nifko, and with his das, we have Chochma Bina and Das. Chochma Yasad Aretz, Kainain Shemayim Bisbuna, B'daitai Tahimais Nifko. B'ni, after it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used these kaychais of Chochma Bina and Das, the Navi says, B'ni, my son, al, the Mishnah says, B'ni, al yaluzu me einecha. Don't let them slip away from you, Ratzalayim. Omar, kemivakshai b'ni yadidi. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests, chusna v'chalmolna amalocha yakar hazais. Have mercy on my creation. And be careful not to ruin it, not to bend it. What he's saying here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he gave human beings through Shmiras Mitzvahs the ability to preserve the world, to give the world the kayach to be a mashmiya, to be misakin or lamais. When a person does maisim taivim, it has an influence on the powers that be in the world. So that Hashem gave over this kayach, elukus, to human beings, to influence the world. That's what it says in Mishlei B'ni, Al Yaluzu. Shaloi Tehe, Noluz Umeiliz Kol Hoi Lomais. I'm not sure what the technical taich of Noluz Umeiliz, it somehow means to slip away, or to, but the Pasuk says, Al Yaluzu Me Einecha, don't slip away from your eyes. Amar Me Einecha, Ratzlaimer, Al Yedei Einecha. Ki Alfa Yedei Ria Achas Mesakin Mekalko Kamai Lomais. Even through an action of looking, a person can fix or ruin Eilamais. Kamaymer Chazal, Al Tikri Banayich Ela Boynayich. Ratzalim Ebayne Eilamais. Ulehepachas Rishalam Harsayich Machrivayich Mimcha Yetzayu. Lizeh Amar Betzalim Ulekim. So here he's coming around to explain what it means. It says Hashem made a human being in the Tzelem Elikim. So it's very hard to touch it. Literally, a human being, sounds like a human being looks something like God. Like Hashem gave us two eyes, because God has two eyes. But God doesn't have a goof. So what does it mean that a human being is created with Tzelem Elikim? So, well, what he's saying is, the Tzelem Elikim that he's saying is that of the seven names of God, the name Elikim, which is the ability to influence all the powers that exist in the world. So Hashem gave that over to human being through his Ma'asim Tovim, or the reverse, to be able to influence the world for the better, or for the good or the better, they say, right? Yeah. That a person should influence the world. That's Kedoshim.
Kedoshim also means perfection.
Dusha means perfection, okay. Okay, and at any rate, this is what he's saying here, is that the taich of Elikim is this idea, Mimela, the Tzelem Elikim of a human being, is the ability to influence the world. Ratzalayim gamu kedmus Elikim, balakoyches kulam, ki gamu boyin elom is a mechrivam, ki odam kalulim gam ken kol hakoyches, kedishmasim, begin zei meroimim, hilamaylam kol haylamais, kulam mekadmu chiyus mimani, vuam tsoi, I'd like to add to this avart from Rishon Shlifal Hirsch on Tehillim, which helps me in the davening very often. We very often talk about God's name. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai Lailam Vaed. Baruch Shem, blessed is the name of God. Now, literally, I guess it makes sense. We bless the name of God. But this constant reference to God's name seems to be a why are you blessing my name? Bless me. What's the idea of shame Hashem all the time? So Rishon Shlifal Hirsch, the first time this appears in Tehillim, it's interesting, it's the second time it appears in Tehillim, because I went back to look for it, and I looked for where it uses shame Hashem. At any rate, the point is that Rishon Shlifal Hirsch explains the following. He says this later, I just don't know if we'll get to it, that the idea of Shem Hashem is the attribute of Hashem. It's like Elikim is the attribute of omnipotence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to control. So too, each of God's names is Yudkei Vavkei, is Hayai Vavii, etc. Every name has its own meaning in an attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea being that we have no name for God. There's no proper noun for the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're just all names in the way Hashem reveals himself. So Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai is a blessing, a recognition of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the world. We bless, we don't bless God. God doesn't need our blessing. But we bless the Midah of Rachum, or Chanun, or Elikim, or Adnos, or Havaya. The Midas of Hashem, Baruch Shem, Kavayim Achusay, Leilam Vod. That which we can recognize, we recognize that. That's how he explains the word Shem.
Why is he saying
that? In Tehillim, it's Pirushan Tehillim. I remember I took out a Kukadatsi and looked. It's, I think, the second time the word Shem Elikim appears. I remember originally we once learned Tehillim here. That's why I had seen it originally. I once spoke out in the Navi Shias. I went to look it up, and I remember being disappointed because the first time it refers to Shem Hashem, he doesn't say it, but I think the second time he says it. So he says that Hashem. It's the same idea. When they ask me your name, what shall I say? So God says, Eka Hashem Eka. So Zeshmi Lo Olam. Zeshmi, this is my name, Lo Olam, which is hidden. It's a hidden name. It's the essence of God is hidden, and the shame is just a slight revelation. When Pam used to say Shemayna Esrei, we start Shemayna Esrei Elkeinu Elkei Aviseinu, Elkei Avraham Elkei Yitzchok Elkei Yaakov. So Pam would say that when we dress you Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Elkei Aviseinu, we understand what it means, what Bari Edel means. It's very hard to have a havana. So we say, we describe you as Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchok, Elkei Yaakov. That's our Havana. Our Havana is our Messiah. Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchok, Elkei Yaakov is our description of our understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyach. So at any rate, that's the idea here. It's a wonderful Yisai, this idea of Elikim and Shem. Okay, we're gonna go next time to Mishnah Beis. Next week, I'd like to learn Sunday night or Wednesday night. Thursday, I hope to go to Israel. You want to join me? I hear there's still an empty seat on the flight that's between me and my son, so don't take it. But anyway, it's Hashem, I'd like to go Thursday.